declare this meeting open. Welcome our visitors to the meeting. Remind everyone that the meeting is digitally recorded and your presence being here is taken as your acceptance for that to be the case. There's no visual recording permitted at the meeting. So we have members present, all councillors, barring Councillor Maxwell, who has approved leave of absence, staff present, with the apologies for the leave from Steve Vincent, Manager of Works. Welcome to our visitors. Amongst our councillors, are there any applications for leave of absence to the next meeting in September? Thank you. Councillors or staff, are there any declarations of interest regarding agenda items? We have no questions taken from a previous meeting where we've had to provide a response to for question, public question time. And now we move into public question time. We have visitors here relating to item 9.3 who are observing the meeting. We have Mr. Freeman, who is here to observe our meeting, and we have Mr. Law here, who is has some questions to ask. And I do have a sheet of questions, but I'm presuming that you're going to read them out to him. So you're most welcome to start.
Can you stand up there?
You can stand if you'd like. Yeah, for sure.
On behalf of the Beverley River Care Group, I have three questions and a promo. Start off with our second AGM is next Wednesday, 2nd of September, starting at 10 a.m. with morning tea down at the community garden. Our guest speaker will be Zara White, who will present her findings from recent surveys conducted at Spelfer School at the end of Spavins Road. You're all welcome. First question, the river pools and water quality. We've noticed the river pool becomes smelly most summers. We understand some of the mechanisms behind those smells, but we'd like to know how engaged councillors are in working with us to address those problems. We challenge the easy assumption that it's simply a matter of farmers putting excess nutrients into the river. For example, Harry Eyre's pool off Caudle Road is just upstream from town, and that wasn't smelly last summer. It even hosted a family of ducks living off it. Well, the same day, the town pool was smelly. We appreciate it's clearly a complex system, and it's been a very, very long-standing problem. Our hunch is that human activity in town is likely to be a factor. There are two drains entering the town pool that may be worth looking at. One running from up the hill and through the community gardens and across the road and down into the river. And another near Hawley Street where it crosses Bartram Street. We don't know if they're contributing or not, but we'd like to find out and address what we can. There may be opportunities for things such as erosion control and nutrient ponds. These are potentially projects beyond our capacity to complete without help. We've seen that the Avon River Park and Trails Plan are part of Beverley 2035, and we feel that improving water quality in the Avon and the Beverley Town Pool isn't too far removed from these plans, i.e. we're not on a different planet. So my question is, how keen is council, councillors, to work with the Beverley River Care Group on understanding the causes of these problems and pursuing funding opportunities to improve the water quality in town? Happy to leave that to be discussed.
Yeah, we can take that on notice, but I do believe that if your group are working together and are providing solutions and you've got evidence-based information, I expect the council would be quite supportive. But we haven't had that discussion though.
Okay. Second question is probably more for administration. I've noticed the spraying contractors around town this week. And I'd like to be reassured that they have enough information about areas that we've been working in and planting to not hinder that or harm that. We've put in quite a bit of effort into this work, along with the high school cadets and the northern-based Normal Land Enterprise Group. And I hope the contractors have been directed to avoid these areas. So my question is, how can we ensure communication between the Shire its contractors and groups like ours stays open and constructive, so we don't inadvertently undo each other's good work. We're very happy to work with the administration on keeping a simple process for keeping everyone informed.
Okay, I'm happy to take that one on notice as well. However, I will defer to the CEO, who may have some comments around
look,
that.
Look, Tim, I agree with you, because we've obviously been down there and seen what great work you guys have been doing. So my understanding, when the boys are spraying, there are maps which they've got to be told where not to spray.
Okay.
But I agree, if we can catch up in the next week, Steve Vincent's back from leave, mm-hmm. we'll just probably update maps and just keep in contact.
So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So should I contact Steve
Vincent
how might that work?
Well, contact myself.
Okay.
Steve starts here on Tuesday, but I think just for the first week he's probably going to be under the pump.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll catch up with you, yeah. But no, I think that's the easiest way is mapping.
Yes.
And yeah, but you are doing a great job down there, so
thank you.
Appreciate it.
The other one is about the bowling club or the drain near the bowling club. And it's separate from the smell issue and it doesn't feed into the town pool. We've noticed that palm tree trunks and fronds placed in the drain beside the bowling club, which enters the river downstream of the Weir. This is an effect of the town pool's water quality, but it's highly visible from Forest Street. Is this unfinished work that still needs tidying up, or is there another plan for this drain?
No, that's definitely unfinished work. That will be tidied up. Yeah, the bowling club removed the tree. And there's a bit more stuff went down there when the fire went through too. So, no, that is unfinished. That will be cleaned up.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tim. So there being no further questions, we'll move on with the meeting. Show of Beverly blew the flag at half mask as a mark of respect to the passing of Maureen Rose Cole, who passed away on the 20th of July. Now we move on to the confirmation of minutes, item 7 on page 6. 7.1 is the minutes and notes of the council meeting held on the 22nd of July. Can I have a mover and a second for the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Martin, Councillor Shaw, and the recommendation is that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on that date be confirmed. And is everyone in favour? Councillors, thanks, Bill. Thank you. 7.2 are the minutes of the Cropping Committee meeting, which was held on the 12th of August. The minutes of that meeting are actually confidential minutes. However, the recommendation of the committee out of that meeting was that the minutes of the Cropping Committee meeting held on that date be received and the following recommendations be endorsed. So those recommendations that Council call for submissions, 6 Cropping Committee leases, and the dates are provided there, and that be advertised in the Blarney, on the website, and Facebook. Council continue the lease for a period of 3 years, allow hay to be cut once in the 3-year timeframe, and that the appropriate arable croppable area, reserve 3378, the old racecourse, be reduced from 25 hectares to 17 hectares to allow the external use of the outside track. And as a courtesy for the current lessees, that they'd be emailed to advise them that the next lease advertising period is commencing, which will be available to the public as well. So can I have a mover and a seconder for the Cropping Committee recommendation, please? Councillor Lawler, seconder Councillor Sadler. Is everyone in favour of that recommendation? Thank you, 6-0. So now we move to technical services, which are on page 48. And there are no items under that section. We move to planning services, which is section 9, page 49. So item 9.1 is the development application for a motor vehicle repair workshop at lot 100 on Queen Street in Beverley. The officer's recommendation is on page 54. The officer's recommendation is that council resolve to grant planning approval for a motor vehicle repair shop workshop for land use at that lot 100 location, Queen Street, Beverley, subject to the various conditions and advice notes included in the agenda item. Can I have a mover and a second for the council's recommendation? Councillor Brown, Councillor Sattler. Are there any questions from council or any further information from the minister? From the manager of planning? Okay, I'll take everyone in favour. Thank you. So we move to 9.2, which is on page 60. This is a special event lot 6746 on a DP 118236 on Wilson Road, East Beverley, and it is a slight variation to a prior application we've had. The officer's recommendation is on page 63. The officer's recommendation is that council resolve that the use is consistent with the objectives of the rural zone, pursuant to the various clauses included, and that council grant planning approval for the Odd Vindu Music and Art Festival at lot 6746 on that location, Wilson Road, East Beverley, subject to the various conditions and advice notes included. Can I have a mover and a second for the officer's recommendation? Councillor Martin, Councillor Shaw. Are there any questions from council or any further information to be provided? Is everyone in favour of the officer's recommendation? Thank you, 6-0. We move to item 9.3, which is on page 67. Is the development application for a special event, Westdale Burnouts at lot 83 in Butchers Road. The officer's recommendation is on page 74. Is that council resolved that the use is consistent with the objectives of the rural zone, pursuant to the clauses included in the agenda item, and that we grant planning approval for the Westdale Burnouts event at lot 83 Butchers Road, Westdale Road, subject to the various condition and advice notes that are included in the agenda item. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Brown, Councillor Lawler.
I'd like to add an addendum to that item. the addendum being, the applicant be advised that we're in the opinion of the council the event is causing adverse environmental, health or amenity impacts. The council may, by written notice, giving clear reasons, require the applicant to rectify the adverse impacts and provide proof of such. And council reserves the right to refuse any public event application under the Public Health Act should the above advice adverse impacts not be satisfactorily addressed.
Okay.
I can give you a copy of that.
Mover and second are happy for that to be included as part of the advice notes? Yeah?
No.
Okay.
So my reasoning for that is, you guys are going to do the right thing, we hope. But if you don't, then it comes back under review, not from the 5-year thing, but from the annual application under the Public Health Act. Right?
Okay. So, council can accept that in with the mover and a second being happy for the inclusion?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, I hope a mover and a seconder. Are there any other questions or commentary around this? Councillor Lawler has already included his reasoning behind that inclusion. Yes, Stephen?
Madam President, may I suggest then that we, the approval documentation, if it is approved, be amended to include that advice note as advice note number 1313.
Okay.
And the existing advice note 1313 it then becomes advice note 14.
Okay, so sorry, that additional item will be, that'll be become 13, did you say?
Yeah. Advice note 13, yeah. And the existing advice note 13 then becomes advice note 14.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other questions? Mm-hmm. Is everyone in favour of that officer's recommendation with that inclusion? Okay, thank you. 6 minutes. So now we go to item 9.4 on page 149. So item 9.4 is development application for an outbuilding at 28 Simmons Road. The officer's recommendation for that item is on page 151. The officer's recommendation is that council refuse the application for an outbuilding at 28 Simmons Road for the following reason: that the proposal does not comply with the requirements of the Shire of Beverley local planning policy for outbuildings or the Shire of Beverley local planning scheme number 3. Can I have a mover and a seconder for the officer's recommendation, Councillor Sattler, Councillor Shaw? Are there any questions from councillors or any further feedback from the manager of planning in addition to the information that's already provided regarding this agenda item?
Madam President, yeah, there's a really heartfelt submission from the applicant, claiming to his personal circumstances and the need for the outbuilding in that context. But none of that is planning related, unfortunately. So we acknowledge the dilemma, but there's other avenues to make this work. We went back to him and suggested that can he consider doing only a small portion of the outbuilding as a habitable section. Make that comply as a class 1 building, then it can stay there and the rest can be an outbuilding, and they chose not to.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would have meant that they didn't even require planning approval because the setbacks and all would comply with for a single dwelling and an outbuilding.
Even though the shed size is slightly out of the parameters what's allowed in that area anyway.
Yeah, if they were to allocate 50 square metres as habitable, 150 as shape, then.
Okay.
That was, yeah, size wise. There is the other option, I'm sorry, the other question about the wall height.
That's the part I meant. The wall height and the peak.
So, yeah, no, potentially it would have meant they would have had to come back to that.
Yes, exactly, yeah. So it was out of what's
set
in the
plan. And I didn't address that, unfortunately.
Sorry, yep. Okay, and I'm sure that you've gone over and above and trying to assist them with this step, as you always do. Council, are there any other questions? Is everyone in favour of supporting the officer's recommendation? That's 6-0. So the officer's recommendation to decline that planning application has been supported. Okie doke. So now we go to page 160, which are the building services and environmental services. And under that item, under that heading, sorry, there are no items. So we move to section 11, which is finance. And 11.1 is the monthly financial report. With the officer's recommendation on page 162. Council's recommendation is that the monthly financial report for the month of July 2026 be accepted and material variances be noted. Can I have a move and a second for the officer's recommendation, Councillor Sattler and Councillor Martin? Are there any questions? Everyone in favour? 6-0, thank you. So now we go to 11.2, which is on page 169. Accounts paid by authority. Officer's recommendation is on page 172. The officer's recommendation is that the list of accounts as presented be received. Move and a seconder, please. Councillor Sattler, Councillor Shaw. Is there any questions? I have a few queries in this one. Just for clarification. Maintenance repairs at the Valley Valley Hall. So we have, is that a shark that's a contractor, isn't it? David Yates?
Yeah, he was doing some restoration work out there, repointing some of the stonework, and he was rendered the back room.
Yeah. Okay, that's good news. I didn't realise that was happening. The AFGRI equipment, that's quite a large account there again. We had a large account last month too, did we not? Or was this part of the same
issue?
Sorry, so it's on the first page. So it's EFT125.
I think that relates to the loader work.
Well, we've got tractors and loaders and graders.
Yeah, we've got.
It was the loader.
Is that the one that had the radiator replaced as well?
I think that's that. That was the John Deere. Yeah.
So this is in addition to it.
It's a John Deere. It says it in more than the name.
If my recollection for the last month's account just seemed to be quite high, and the money spent on the maintenance for that particular vehicle, it's the same one. On page 173, so there's from VCare Hearing, so it's mock health and safety hearing assessment just for one employee. Have we had an issue, have we?
Yeah, so we conducted baseline hearing tests for all our staff. One staff member came back with hearing loss, so that's a progression of that.
Okay.
There could be some workers' comp claim related to it.
Right.
We're obliged to carry that process through and pay it.
Okay. That's interesting, I've not seen one of that before. It said that we've made some payments for Christmas decorations, so they must be underway.
A bit ordered. So it's garlands for the street lights.
I've seen this transfer of monies for the BSL levy. There's a multitude of transfer of monies. So this is just money that we've collected when we've got rates, and then the BCITF levy when people are putting building applications or something. Is that?
Yeah, that's right.
Are there any other questions from any other councillors? Everyone in favour of the officer's recommendation? 6-0, thank you. So page 180, 11.3. In regard to rates, the general rubbish and recycling bin removal request. Officer's recommendations on page 181. The officer's recommendation is that council do not allow an exemption for general waste and recycling services associated with assessment 1213, which is within the town boundary, I believe. So I move in a second for the officer's recommendation, please. Yeah. Councillor Sattler, Councillor Waller. Are there any questions, Council? Everyone in favour? 6 mil.
You set the precedent, don't do it.
I think we have had perhaps a request like that through at some stage previously, and that's been exactly exactly the answer that council has provided previously. We go into administration items. So the first item is 12.1 on page 189. The proposed Beverley Airshow 2028 at Beverley Airfield on Bremer Road. And the officer's recommendation is on page 192. The officer's recommendation is that council resolve to continue with the planning for and execution of the Beverley Airshow 2028. Authorise Shire officers to seek grant funding and partnerships for the Beverley Airshow 2028 and delegate to the Chief Executive Officer and Shire President the authority to negotiate and execute the relevant agreements with service providers for this purpose. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Martin, Councillor Shaw. Are there any questions from council or any further information from staff? Everyone in favour? 6 nil. Now we go to item 12.2, which is the delegations register. We've all spent a good deal of time on, as well as a workshop. And the officer's recommendation for that is on page 197. Recommendation is that council adopt the delegations register. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Brown, Councillor Lawler. Anyone have any questions? Everyone in favour? Thank you. So we'll be scrolling through multiple pages to get to the next part, Councillor Sattler.
There you are.
You're already there, are you?
Yeah.
Move on to it. So now we go to page 325, item 13, which is elected members' motions where notice has been given. There are none of those that I'm aware. Item 14, confidential items. We do not have any confidential items for this meeting. Item 15, late items. There's been no late items presented that I'm aware of. And item 16 is new business arising by order of the meeting. There's no new business coming to this meeting. So on that note, I thank everyone for their attendance. Thank you to our visitors, and I shall close the meeting. Thank you.